It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station, is the Big A Morning Mess. Thanks so much for joining us today. So, Megan and I were just discussing something here off the and I don't think Megan completely understands what I'm telling her because she's not on board with it.
Let me
try to explain it to you one more time, okay?
Okay.
All right, Megan. Justin, you listen up too because maybe you can help me explain it.
Okay.
Taco Bell is releasing a new taco.
I know where you're going with this.
Okay, Megan?
I'm bored.
Okay.
And instead of a taco shell, okay, what they've done is they've taken a thin piece of fried chicken.
Oh, my God.
And they've like formulated it into the shape of a shell. It's called the crispy chicken taco shell.
I'm sorry, but and that's disgusting.
I can't wait.
What do you mean it's disgusting?
That's so gross.
You're not understanding it.
It's amazing.
I am, though. I get it. It's a chicken as the shell.
I mean, why have a shell when you could have
it's
chicken
not that
as
hard.
The shell?
Right. So here's the thing.
Because
so
the shell. What?
Look, this is just now, instead of a shell here, there's just a piece of fried chicken.
So now there's no shell at all?
No.
No, there is a shell. It's just made
out
of
the
chicken.
Carbs.
Yeah, it's probably even healthier for you.
Yeah. Right.
And then look, they stuff it full of all the taco stuff.
Like fried, gross chicken.
It's like pretty much healthy.
Also, low carbs.
I mean, I'm just saying, look, naked
crisp. That looks so disgusting.
That looks delicious. What are you talking about?
I just don't like a lot of meat. So I feel like.
That's not what I heard.
I knew you were going to say that.
Unfortunately for your boyfriend.
Look
how healthy it is. Look what's inside, Megan. There's lettuce, tomato, a little bit of cheese, some kind of sauce looking thing. It looks delicious.
Sour cream.
Yeah, probably sour cream.
Sour cream, cheese, probably not healthy.
Yeah, but you can make up for it now that you don't have to eat all that bread in the shell.
Right. Exactly. Thank you. You know what they're missing, though, is like
there's
the meat
no
in
way.
The taco. They should put some beef in there, too.
I'm sure there is. You just can't see
so
it.
Gross.
No, look, because the chicken is the meat. So what they've done is...
No, I want like, yeah, beef
that's what
in
I'm
there.
Saying.
Yeah, you got to throw the beef in there.
Like, we should throw the beef
much,
in there, too.
Too much.
You wouldn't eat a chicken-made taco shell like this?
No, I wouldn't eat
what
that.
What about like a taco salad one with like the bowl is made out of the fried chicken?
Ew, even worse. That's
like that
more
one
chicken.
Right there, kind of?
That is a great idea, too.
I just don't like a lot of meat, so that's why I wouldn't like that. Also, the shell is a good part of it. It likes crunchy. That's going to
well,
be like...
Well, this is crunchy. It's fried.
We went to Topgolf the other day, and they had chicken and waffles, but it was a sandwich with a fried chicken piece in between two waffles.
Oh,
and
I've seen that before.
Yeah, my son like deconstructed it, and I yelled at him. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I just want the waffles. I was like, what are you doing? What?
You're ruining everything.
I was like, you pick it up and you eat it like a sandwich. He's like, no, I just want the waffles. I was like, ugh. I'm telling you, this looks delicious. This sounds and looks delicious.
None of those things are true. It does not sound good. It looks gross.
340-9595. Anytime you can make some kind of item out of food... Like, have you ever seen the, what was it, the bacon pie crust?
Yes.
Do you remember that one?
Oh, my God.
No, it was genius. People, they wove bacon together, like you're mm-hmm. weaving mm-hmm.
I don't like bacon either.
Like a blanket, and then they would fry it, and it became like a pie crust. Justin, you remember that?
Bacon Festival came to St. Augustine once, and they had a taco shell that was woven out of, like, bacon, and so good.
I mean, that just...
literally my worst nightmare.
Oh, my God. What is wrong? What is the best thing you've ever made out of meat?
Cool question.
That's a great... There's some great ideas. Just go on Pinterest and type in, like, you know, meat stuff. And see.
Oh, don't do that, actually. Things might come up that you don't want. So gross.
I don't understand. Well, I mean, you like chicken, right?
Yeah, I like chicken.
And you like tacos.
Yeah, but I like the shell part. I feel like it really messes it up.
See, I don't really like crunchy shells.
Nobody likes crunchy shells anymore.
What?
Nobody makes. Come on. When's the last time anyone had a taco with a crunchy shell?
I don't know. I would have it right now. I would eat it.
Look, for whatever reason, I don't know anyone that eats crunchy shell tacos. If you mm-hmm. go to any Taco Lou, for example, Flying Iguana, I mean, any place you go to now, most tacos are soft shell tacos, I would think.
You can get crunchy tacos at Chipotle. That's the last time I had it.
They're
it's
so
good.
Messy, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
I mean,
go burrito. If I'm going to Chipotle, I'm getting a burrito.
I just don't. Like, I think the crunchy taco shell originally, that's how they... That's because I remember as a kid, you would get the little box of like stuff, right? Your parents would make. They would have crunchy taco shells.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then they would have the meat sauce packet that you put in your ground beef, and then you take one bite, and the whole freaking thing explodes in your hand.
That's how all tacos are, though.
No, not soft tacos.
Yeah, soft tacos are just the same. They get messy as well.
No, they don't. They're
yes,
like,
they do.
It holds everything in there.
Yeah. How are you eating tacos? Are you using your
How
hands?
How are you eating tacos?
I mean, I take the soft taco and I roll it nicely and I put it in my mouth and I take a bite and I go, yum, delicious. And then I wash it down with a margarita. How do you eat? That's how you eat tacos.
I just don't. I skip that part and I just go to the margarita.
When was the last time you legitimately had a hard shell taco?
I just told you at Chipotle.
Sorry, I wasn't
like
listening.
Recently.
But what, like a week ago, 2 weeks ago?
No, probably within the last year for sure. Like maybe like 6 months
they
ago.
Did they look
See,
at you
I had
weird?
Tacos last
no,
night.
They're so good. So good.
But did they not look you weird and say, why do you want a hard shell taco?
No, because they obviously serve it there. So
when was the last time you had a hard shell taco, Jesse?
I couldn't tell you. I always get soft shell.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like, you'd rather have a piece of chicken?
I mean, I'm telling you. See, that's the best of both words, because it's like between soft and hard.
What are we talking about?
The piece of fried chicken, because it's like crunchy on the outside, but it won't like crack into a million. Hard shell tacos are the dumbest thing ever. They do not work.
Oh, because a chicken breast as an actual taco shell is not dumb.
Yes, anytime you can use a breast in place of anything, it's a great.
Probably for the best.
It really is. Breasts
would,
are best. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. When you eat tacos, does anybody still eat hard shell tacos? I'm serious.
You're such a hater. They're so good.
I'm not. They're just ridiculous. They're pointless.
What?
WAPE. Hi, who's this?
Oh, this is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. What's up?
I just had a word about crunchy tacos.
Yeah.
We eat them all the time, man. It's like a big nacho you hold in your hand.
Yeah.
That's better than a nacho.
It's so good.
Okay, I like nachos. Just eat nachos then, because that's really what tacos become when you bite into them, because they break into 14 pieces.
So then what's the difference?
And then you're just eating little nachos.
Hard crunchy tacos are nacho tacos.
Okay. All right, thanks for calling. Tanya, I think she had a couple margaritas
yeah,
too.
I think so.
Tanya from Neptune, how are you?
No, I'm trying. Actually, it would be a great idea though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. What yeah. would?
Margaritas.
Oh, yeah. Do you eat hard tacos too?
I love hard tacos. I do not eat soft taco shells. It has to be hard and crunchy.
I like it too. I like the combination.
No puns about the hard and crunchy part.
But don't you find that when you bite into it, the whole thing falls apart or like breaks
it's
in half?
Well, it does if you like bake them too long, or if somebody makes a stale one. But otherwise, you bite into it. If you bite just right, you get it all. And then if it does fall apart, you use a knife and fork and you scoop it up on extra taco.
Which defeats the... Okay, well, that's my problem. Using a knife and fork to eat a taco defeats the whole purpose of the taco. It's supposed
it
to be something...
It doesn't always fall apart. I don't know how aggressively you're eating your tacos to where it's like...
I eat them like a badass, Megan.
I mean, Mark must be like this. Totally chewing into these things like he's never eaten before.
I know.
It's baby bite.
No, if you bite, listen, if you bite normally into a hard taco, typically what happens is the whole thing cracks right in half. And if you're driving, especially, you can't eat those while you're driving.
Well, you can, especially depends on if you've had numerous margaritas and you need to hurry up and get home and kind of soak that in.
Yeah.
True.
All right.
Now, you know what is the best?
Thanks for calling.
Is the soft on the outside and then the hard. So a combo, the
double
decker.
Oh, they have those.
Those are the best.
So let me get this straight. You'll eat a double wrapped soft hard shell taco that's stuck together with cheese.
So good.
But you won't eat a chicken shell taco.
I told you I don't like a lot of meat. It's too much meat.
That's not what I heard.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live, or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.